This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
What was the animal or animals that caused the problem? 206-803-ROCK.
We were talking about crows earlier. A lot of people chiming in on this. And as far as you give them gifts, they bring you gifts. Someone here says, I'm part of an online crow group where we share what our crows have gifted us. One person had a crow literally leave them a loose diamond.
Jesus.
A loose, again, it doesn't mean anything to them. And they're like, I don't know, you two-legged freaks like this crap, so I hope you can use it.
Okay.
Not bad, so.
All right, I need a crow friend.
We got earbuds, we got diamonds, we get keep, man, crows are where it's at. I want to go to a crow lost and found.
They typically have got nuts. I can feed them some nuts.
Unsalted. People are very, they're like, look, dude, unsalted.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. So James, the first guy that we tried to talk to today, our phone system is what it is. Anyway, he texted in. It says, James here. I had a ferret when I was younger. I woke up one day and a huge cage was in our living room with what I thought was a long rat inside. It kind of is. We ended up naming it Chompy. And it got up into my chest once. He knocked over a Monster energy drink, drank all of it, went crazy for a few hours. During that time, he got up on me and bit my nose, basically attaching himself to my face. And then I started going crazy. He stayed on my face for about 2 minutes before letting go and running around even more. Not fun. P.S. My dad says, tell Ted, what it do?
I like that.
Hello, Hannah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So this happened a couple weeks ago. I have a 17-year-old Chihuahua who I love very dearly. And I had been out of town for a birthday trip. This was on my birthday. I get home and I'm like taking the inventory of everything. And I notice that it looks like there's like puddles of ketchup on the floor. And I was like, oh, that's strange. And then I realized it's not ketchup. It's bloody diarrhea from my 5-pound 17-year-old Chihuahua. And I started losing my mind. I was so hysterical. I thought my brain was going to melt out of my ears. But so I rushed her to the vet. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, were you worried about the dog your brain's melting or just the idea of bloody diarrhea was freaking you out?
I'm a nurse, so I was thinking in human terms. And when if a human was having bloody diarrhea, they would want to do a colonoscopy or an endoscopy to try to figure out where the bleed is coming from. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking they're going to try to do a dog version of a colonoscopy on my Chihuahua. She's not going to live through that. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to put her down on my birthday.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I rush her to the vet, and the ER vet was like, actually, we see this all the time. Twice a day is what they said. And I was like, that's terrifying. What? How have I not heard of this? But they tested her kidneys, and turns out her kidneys were failing. So we've been doing sub-Q fluids for a little while now, but she's fine.
Okay.
She's fine now. I'm with her at the vet, but I'm literally bawling my eyes out at the vet. And I've still got my happy birthday pin on my shirt with my 17-year-old Chihuahua.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Right. How much did that birthday cost you in that visit?
$1,000.
Oh, just about $1,000.
Okay, look, I'm not trying to sound mean here. You know, look, we love our pets. I get it, right? $1,000, I just feel like if it's me, okay, my dog is 17. So, like, in human years, you are 174 years old.
It's like a Jimmy Carter of dogs.
You know, yeah, it's the Jimmy Carter of dogs. And the doctor says, look, there's a lot of things we can do. I mean, honest to God, I'm like, what's cheapest? I mean, this is seven. How much longer do you think this dog has? Legitimately.
So that's what I was thinking too, and you know, working in healthcare, we try to weigh out quality of life with that as well.
Yeah.
But they at first they were saying like the prognosis wasn't good, and so we were thinking, okay, time to put her down. We'll get that scheduled. But then they said try the fluids for a week and see how she's doing, because if she just happens to have this infection that's causing her kidneys to fail or whatever, then a little bit of antibiotics, a little bit of fluids every once in a while, and she should be fine. And other than that, she's totally healthy. So we did the fluids for a week, and she's been fine. So her values all came back down, but I'm with you. Like, I honestly, if it hadn't been my birthday, I might have made a different decision. But the thought of losing a dog, I like watched her be born when I was 12.
Well, so you've had her for all 17 years?
Yes, yeah. And like, she's lived with me in five different states. And, you know, like, I'm really bonded to her.
Yeah, obviously.
So I think I would have paid a lot just to postpone it even a single day.
Sure. So is today like your 30th birthday?
It was on my 30th birthday.
Yeah. Jesus, that's bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
Oh,
like,
thank you, Jen.
It's one thing to be. It's one thing to be a birthday, but
it's like,
a 30th
huge.
It's like big.
I am going to party tonight after I deal with bloody stools. So.
Yeah, literally. And I my birthday was a Monday, and I had just come back from such a great trip with my friends. We were in San Diego. It was TwitchCon and all this stuff. It was literally the best. And then, you know, it all came crashing down real fast.
Did you blame the dog watcher?
No, the dog watcher was my husband.
You should have got more blame.
No, he said that she'd been fine. And, like, he had just come to pick me up from the airport. So the time that she was gone was maybe an hour or two, because we went to dinner. And in that time is when this all had transpired. So
look, I'm married. I would say the same thing to my wife. Hey, baby, yeah. She was fine when I came to get you. Yeah. This must have just happened right now.
Oh, that dead fish?
I would agree with you, except my partner loves this dog probably more than he loves me.
Is your dog super protective? Because Chihuahuas seem to be protective in general, right? That's just kind of what they're known for. But after 17 years, if you invited me into your home and I walked in, is this thing growling at me the whole time?
No, not at all. She really doesn't make much noise at all. We kind of joke that she's more of a stuffed animal than anything. She's got a couple of heated dog beds that she likes to lay on, and she just wants to cuddle with you.
Oh, so, nice. Okay.
We took her out to Gasworth Park a couple years ago, and she was just standing on the blanket, wagging her tail at every shadow that walked by, because she was just excited to be around people, and people think she's cute and really soft, so they love petting her.
Nice. Okay.
She's a sweet little girl.
Right. You just don't normally hear that with Chihuahuas.
No, you don't. They're kind of angry little dogs, from my experience.
They're angry all the time, and it sounds bad, but I've known two or three people in my life, really, that have had Chihuahuas, and you go to their house, and wherever you're at, like, the dog's staring you down, and they do that little growl thing that they do. Yeah. I know they're being mean, and I'm sure if it bit me, it'll hurt. it cracks me up. Like, if a chihuahua growls at me, I always laugh, and I don't mean to. I just can't help it. Like, bro, just dial it back.
It's also tough because, especially for kids, but even for adults, it just looks like a cute little toy.
It does, and they're not.
And it's all angry and shaky.
What was the animal or animals that caused the problem? 206-803 Rockets. Well, I always have a sweater on.
Yeah. I mean, basically, it's like a tiny little meth head.
Mm-hmm. It kind of is, man. Always aggressive, always jittery.
Yeah.
And no one knows
only
exactly
trust,
why.
Only trust, like, two people.
Yeah, and that's it.
Violent mood swings. Smokes menthols.
Even when you dress them up, they don't have sleeves.
Right.
Hello, Bo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hey, so my dog, I had him for about a month. My wife picked him out. His name is Rex. And I was out at my in-laws dropping off a lawnmower for him. So I just let him run around. He didn't know his name yet. He ran off, and I'm looking for him when I start the lawnmower so I don't run him over. And I look out, and there he is. He's playing with two baby deer.
Oh, no kidding.
And go ahead.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah, so he's playing with these baby deer, and I'm like, oh, oh, crap. So baby deer means mama deer. And mama deer means angry. So I'm looking around, and I see the mom, and Rex is in between the deer, and here's mom stalking him. And I'm like, oh, I've had this dog for a month. My wife is going to kill me if I let him get killed. So I go over there. I'm waving my arms. I'm yelling at her. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Nothing's happening. And I run over there. I put my right arm up to cover my head. I grab the dog. I throw him back with my left arm. And as I'm throwing him back, I just swing and I punch the deer in the gut.
Oh.
I swing my right arm and I punch the deer in the head. And the whole time the deer's kicking me, I got hit in the head, I got scratched down my back, my shirt ripped. And then it just all ran away. And I was like, what the F was that all about?
Yeah. That's an interesting way. I mean, you're trying to do a good thing. You're bringing a lawnmower to the in-laws. Right. Next thing you know, you're in a fight with a doe.
Now, does your wife give you grief about what happened to your shirt? Why are you all bloody?
No. I called her right away, and I said, hey, I just fought a deer. I got to come over and see if I'm okay.
Okay.
I was at work, and she just goes, what? And I just hung up, came over, and she's like, yeah, you got a big, like, scratch down your back, shirt ripped, you know, hitting the head a couple times. She just laughed. And
what is your dog doing the entire time that you're fighting this deer? Or you're just holding your dog the whole time?
I reached down, and I just grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, and I just threw him back as far as I could.
See, I've never had that encounter before.
Fight a deer?
There are tons of fawns where I grew up, and they would come in the yard, and you just go up to them, and you pet them, and the mom just sits there and looks, and, you know, half the time the mom will come over and smell your hand, and they just move along.
All right.
We
had a family of deer.
I wouldn't mess with a buck. But.
No, it was weird. It was four deer. It was at the back door of our house, but the glass door was open. The screen was closed. Not that they couldn't just walk through it, but they kind of stopped at that little threshold, and I was sleeping on the sofa bed in the living room. My cousin, he was like 3 years old. I'm about 11. He had never been in the woods or anything like that, and I wake up, and I'm like, Sam, wake up, man. Look, he'd never seen deer in his life. I had never seen them that close. And I'm like, they're just staring in. The buck's there, too. And Sam pops his head up, and his eyes kind of brighten up. And this is the second time he asked this question. First time he asked when my mom showed him a squirrel. He looks at this family of deer, and I'm kind of amazed. Like, this is cool, man. Sam looks at me, and this little high-pitched little boy voice goes, can I kill him? Like, no! Jesus, man.
Can I kill him?
That's the only question. The first time he saw
a
squirrel.
How did he end up in life?
You know, dude? He is one of the nicest, calmest people.
That's a red flag as a parent. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but he grew up like in the projects in Houston, and so we gave him a summer away until his mom could kind of figure some stuff out, right? I didn't know all that then. I know it now. So he spent the summer with us, but when we first got to our place, I mean, we're out in the middle of a cut, man, and obviously, there's squirrels everywhere. Apparently, there are no squirrels in Houston, but there's squirrels everywhere. And my mom, this is the first time he asked, she's like, Sam, come here. Look at the little squirrel. And the squirrel, doing what squirrels do. He's got something in his hand. He's just nibbling it all fast. Once again, like a crackhead, right? Sam looks at,
can I kill him?
My mother, no, Sam, no.
And also, maybe he just, the mom wasn't great. He watched so much TV. He just assumes if you see an animal, you can kill everything.
That's right. Everything. Every animal we pointed out, hey, man, there's a fox over there. You can't kill him. And then he had nothing to say because we would just cut him off at the pass.
Well, I had a buddy. Jeez, it's popular now, but it used to be me and one of our listeners knew this town, but Butler, PA.
Okay.
They lived on the outskirts of Butler, which is pretty rural. So we one morning, we're sitting there, and his dad just is, you know, he's a PA guy, hunts fish.
Sure.
And there's massive turkeys, but they're only like 100 yards out there. It's the same thing. I was like, Mr. Adams, like, can we get him? And he's like, no. He's like, you know, 200 yards down the way is where you could start legally hunting. He goes, these turkeys are just smart, and they know they can come in my backyard. Basically, we can't do anything
for real.
Yeah.
So you go 200 yards, and then it's open season. But,
wait, but he was
yard.
Like, there's some trail or something. All right. He's like, every morning they're out there because they can just kind of graze or whatever turkeys do in the wild.
Yeah. Have you ever had a wild turkey? Have you ever eaten one?
So that's that same guy. He had a hunting camp up by Canada, and we went up there once, and we were eating turkey. And he's like, I shot it this morning. And I was like, awesome. And he was like, also, be careful. There might still be some BBs.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's the same dude. I mean, his dad's just like a man's man.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing. I said, I've never shot a weapon. And he goes, you never shot a weapon? I said, no. And he goes, put down your forks. And we went out back of the hunting cabin. He had some skeet, and we threw him up in the air and shot him with a shotgun.
Yeah. Is that when you hit it, like, on the first shot or something?
But he was just like, he just wasn't going to stand for that.
No. Put that fork down right now. There's time to eat.
But I mean, he grew up in upstate PA, right? Like, I grew up in the D.C. area. Like, it was a massive deal. Like, I don't know how D.C. is now, but, like, you could not have a firearm.
I would not do skeet shooting.
Yeah, but there was always signs and everything, like, surrender your weapons. It was, I'm sure it's less strict now, but, like, I don't think you can have, like, a concealed permit. You can't open carry, any of that stuff.
What was the animal or animals that caused the problem? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so my brother and I got home from work one day, and the house smelled like a hot, wet dog, like a dog in a sauna. And so we're checking our heat sources and realize it's coming from the vents. So luckily, I'm a furnace guy, and I go to the attic, find my furnace, and checking it out. And I know it's in on the heat exchanger because it's in the airflow. So I got to unscrew the ductwork. And I go to pull the furnace towards me to look down in on the heat exchanger, and a snake pops out at me in striking position. I about fall backwards through the roof, and or through the ceiling, rather. And then I realize it's my roommate's three-foot ball python had somehow got out of its cage, crawled into the heat exchanger, got smoked, turned to rubber, and, scared the heck out
of me. So he was the snake had died.
Yeah, it was smoked and it was rubberized, and I thought it was striking, but it was actually trying to slither off the heat exchanger when it fired up and just turned to rubber, and it looked like it was screaming now that I realized what was happening.
Oh, God. How long had the snake been missing?
Oh, I don't know. A couple weeks, probably. Yeah, so.
I mean, again, that's kind of my issue with snakes. My brother's friends, they moved into a house in College Park that notoriously had always just rented to college students.
Yeah, of course.
And same thing, when they moved in, I was a teenager, so I liked to hang out with them, as you could maybe sip a beer, but I wouldn't go there because my brother was like, hey, they lost their snake like a month ago. Anyhow, fall hits, you got to clean out the gutter. Somehow the snake ended up in the gutter. It was dead, but it was just in the gutter.
People do lose snakes a lot. Yes, I just watched somebody's snake for a week. They went on vacation. The chick I'm dating at the time, she's all about it. I'm completely indifferent, but it brought her the big-ass terrarium. But there's weights on top, and he made it a point.
Like a brick or something like that.
Yeah, like, just make sure, you know, you keep the weight on top, man, because it's like they're just a muscle. I mean, they are strong, man. So we did. It was fine. It was, so the one thing, he's like, look, we're going to feed it before I go. Like, cool. So he gets the mice from whatever, pet store, whatever. You drop it in there. We're waiting for this real quick strike kind of thing. You drop the mouse in there. the snake obviously focuses its attention on the mouse. And I don't know if this snake was like trying to mind F the mouse. The mouse recognizes this is a snake. I don't want to be here. The person's trying to like scratch out, realizes it can't get out. So now they're facing each other. It was like 12 minutes.
Whoa.
I mean, this mouse is just shaking in its boots on this rock. And this snake, then straight's just staring him down.
Damn.
And then finally just pow.
Maybe it just looked that good. Sometimes I stare at a steak before I eat it.
Maybe that's what it was. Like, ooh, you are a big, tasty, juicy son of a bitch.
Your chance to win DeServe tickets coming up. We'll give you the code word at 420. Then text that to 206-8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
I got a little Fit and Spin, and today we get 10 albums that were banned by Walmart.
Which I still can't wrap my head around.
For whatever reason, sometimes it's the cover art, oftentimes it's a song title or the lyrics within. Some bands say, we'll change it. Other bands say, F you.
But if you walk into Walmart and fishnet stockings, high heels, G-string, and boobs hanging out, that's cool.
So we'll play the tune and the album and see if you can figure out why Walmart said, yeah, we don't want this on our shelves. That's coming up right after emails on our question, what was the animal or animals that caused the problem? 206-803-ROCK.
Before we get back to the calls, one very quick text here. It says, quick and simple story. My uncle's dog ripped my dog's face off because he wanted my dog's food. The vet was able to reattach her face, but yeah. Damn, that's a bit much. Hello, Dane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So, yeah, I got a funny one for you. When I was younger, I think I was either 13 or 16, I had to outrun an elephant for my life because it was going to trample me to death.
Well, you definitely had that running for your life. I'm assuming you were somewhere in Africa?
Yes, that'd be correct. I was in Mozambique, I believe. And essentially, during the middle of the day, most animals kind of go to sleep. It's hot out there, so they kind of sleep during mid-afternoon. And so as we're going around looking for different animals, we all stop and take our nap at the same time as the animals do. So we're all rested up against a tree on this little hill. And so it's me and my dad, and professional hunter, and they fall asleep instantaneously. I can't fall asleep because there's ants crawling all over me. And so I finally just jump up and try to brush these ants off. And I look behind this little hill, and I scare this elephant that happened to be 20 yards away from me. And so I instantaneously woke up my dad and the guide and got them running. We ran probably about 50 yards to the back of the pickup truck, jumped in the back of the pickup truck, and the tracker's just hauled to get out of there because we were being chased by an elephant.
How long did it give chase?
Oh, this is not the news I need.
How long was what?
How long did it give chase after you take off in the truck? I'm sure it still kept coming for a little while, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, after we got in the truck and, you know, jumped in the back of the pickup truck, it probably chased us for a good 50, 100 yards or so before it realized that we were moving too fast.
And how fast, based on your best estimate, how many miles an hour do you think this thing's running?
Actually, not that fast, but it would, I'd probably be like 17 miles an hour.
Okay, faster than you. That's the only issue. Like, look, if it can outrun you, even if it's slow, that's a problem. Well, look, Miles is going on safari in just a couple of months. What advice would you give Miles?
Don't stay out late at night. I've been hunted by a lion twice, and don't make an elephant angry.
By what? Just getting up and brushing ants off my legs? That pisses him off? I think that's a fair thing to do if I'm covered in ants.
Miles, are you on like overnight safari?
Yes.
How many days is this thing?
I don't know. Five or six, seven, something. I don't know.
What do you, and sir, you've been hunted by these lions. What do you mean don't go out at night? Like, he needs to stay in his tent?
We were in like that cabin.
All right, what if a bar is a fourth of a mile walk away? Is it worth the walk? Would you risk your life?
All right, Dane, let me ask you this. Would, say you're, instead of being in like a hut, you're in a canvas tent. Do you feel safe at all at night?
Kinda.
Really? Why? Well, what is it about a canvas tent that would prevent a lion if it decided to want to get in there? What's the thing that stops it?
Really nothing, but at least you don't have mosquitoes crawling over
you. I was also told that I need to wear everything that looks like the environment. So there's a reason that people don't wear, like, bright red shirts or anything like that. You got to dress like sand. So apparently I need to be head-to-toe in khaki. Is that correct?
It really doesn't matter.
You don't think so? Okay.
All right, just one more question. What if somebody was having, like, a cigarette? Would that attract or deter a lion?
Once again, you know, I've just been there on safari myself. I'm not a lion specialist. I don't think it would do either, but that's just my opinion. I think if anything, it'd probably deter them because it's like, well, that smells gross.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, just like women.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. We're just taking Miles' risk factors
right, exactly. Like,
into account.
Right. Yeah, so what are you going to do? Because look.
What if I start
smoking
some weed?
You're not going to know. All right. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Like, we're both smokers. I get it. Then you're like, look, man, I've been trying. I'm Nick Fitting. It's midnight. I can't fall asleep. I really, really, really want a cigarette. Would you unzip the tent and give yourself, all right, just 5 minutes. Keep in mind, you're right outside of the tent.
Yeah,
right?
You're
not wandering away. You're going to go for it.
I mean, what if I got to poop?
Yo, what do you do if you have to poop? I'm in a tent.
I'm more worried about that. I'm more worried about being eaten alive while I'm taking a crap.
Because I think pooping would attract them, right?
Are you staying in cabins or those tents?
I don't know yet. Depends on what the night and where we are.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. So,
We are in the waning days of this show. Miles is not coming back from Africa.
It took a dump, and he was attacked by it, dragged off into the woods, man.
I think it's a double-edged sword.
They ate his poop, too.
I mean, that's a double-edged sword, right? Because you might wake up in the middle of the night and be like, screw it, I'm going to sneak in a cig. Then it's like, oh, crap, I got a crap.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Because then, look, if you guys woke up and I'm smoking in the tent, you'd be irritated, but I think we could all understand.
Sure.
If I woke up and you're pooping in the tent, like, bro, at this point, you got to take your life in your hands. You cannot poop in this tent with me in the tent.
I'm going out there with a 5-gallon bucket from Home Depot and a pool noodle. You know, I'm doing it right. I'm relaxing.
Do they give you a weapon?
No, most of them. I'm not going to give you a weapon.
The pool noodle probably is what I got.
I'm telling you.
I don't know, man. I feel like you go on safari, like slide me a 45.
Hey, man, I told you, the one I read, this lady, she's, I think it was a 3-day safari, whatever it was, but it was a walking safari. And her guide, who she said was very knowledgeable, but she noticed he does not have a weapon. He has a stick. But yeah, she goes, as best I can tell, I don't know what a stick will protect you from on an African safari. There's elephants, there's rhinos, there's mm-hmm. like, the stick doesn't do anything. And one thing, Miles, and I just want to know if this is true. Stick. She just said, look, during the day, to his point, most of the animals are sleeping, right? So you see gazelles and zebras, they're doing their thing because most of the predators are asleep. But she said at night, you hear these lions roaring, you can hear hyenas, and they're doing whatever animals do. But then every once in a while, you just hear that final blood-curdling scream of some animal getting ripped to shreds. And she's like, mm-hmm. But the thing is, the guide was like, all right, you know, it's whatever time. This is time to get shut-eye. Like, his ass was out, you know? Didn't matter. And she's like, man, I can't sleep hearing animals being ripped apart.
The locals are just going to hear nothing but Miles screaming, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ!
And they won't even notice.
In the middle of the night.
It's like if you live next to a subway, like, you don't hear it anymore. But people come to visit you, and you're like, God, man, that train's so loud. So I think the guide's like, yeah, I mean, sure, lions are killing things, dude. But it's white noise. And you just sleep through it. Man,
I'm going to serenade him or something. I'll figure it out.
If you make it back.
A wee moe.
You're going to be tired.
A wee moe. What was the animals that caused the problem? 206-803-ROCK.
Miles' last words were him screaming, Hakuna Matata! Yeah. Oh, Hakuna Matata!
I came because I missed the rains. Lion's mouth!
I know Simba! Like, Simba was a bitch!
Oh, he goes out fighting.
James Earl Jones is dead!
Don't give him that news.
Yeah, I know. I do like the idea of the lion, like two lions surrounding you, and you're just like, all right, hang on. Let me light up one before you eat me.
Just let me finish this.
You go first.
You know, Detroit's never won a Super Bowl, Lions.
Don't tell them that.
Yeah. Well, if they're going to eat them anyhow, you might as well give them some business.
I think maybe
business.
If you tell them good news.
I'm not going to piss them
off. It's a little different.
Dan Campbell's a bitch. I'd be more afraid of Dan Campbell than a
lion. Yeah, no kidding.
First round eliminated.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't walk around his neighborhood at night. You might get hunted by a Dan Campbell.
And that guy had to move because of those idiot fans.
I know. Yeah, that's brutal. Ridiculous.
Right. Actually, it wasn't even the fans. It turns out that it was
one of his kids' friends at school or associates.
Was it a friend or someone who knew? I can't imagine my friend calling the SWAT team to my house under some false pretense.
What was the animal or animals that caused the problem? 206-803-ROCK.
You're also not a teenager.
No, that's a good point. By the way, Miles, someone checked in. They usually make fires at the safari camps at night. Just smoke by the fire.
Smoke by the fire.
And all the tents usually have a shower and a bathroom besides. So you usually don't have to worry about getting caught with your pants down. What about masturbating?
All right, look, I got a
line. That'd be the worst.
I got a line.
They wrap my pants off.
I might jump in the fire.
Oh, my God.
If there's a line, man.
Come get me.
I just feel like on safari, man, I would rather have like a ring of fire and we sit in the middle. You know what I mean? As opposed to, because there's a fire, but mm-hmm. we're in a ring around it. So there's no real deterrent for the animal. Like, you know, you're not in the fire, homeboy.
The thing is, you can't sit facing the fire. You got to sit with your back to it. Look around.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to sit at a fire. I've never done reverse sitting in a fire.
I think you'll be down
with it. I've done it before as it was cold. And I wanted to warm up my butt.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's it.
Momentarily. The whole time, I'm saying.
Oh, I'm doing it the whole time. The whole time. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
What the hell? Hola, brother.
Hola. Hola.
All right. You guys are great, man.
No, thank
Safaris,
you.
Yeah. They usually have guards out, by the way, in case you did. I've been there, done that. It's interesting.
Okay. Any of the guards ever get taken out?
not while I was there.
Okay.
All right, my story involves back in the Philippines when I was in the Navy. I lived on base housing. We, of course, had jungles around us. We were like, where I lived was like on the perimeter of the jungle. I had a 3-year-old daughter who was just becoming a co-biter, running around in her diapers all the time. So I'm sitting, I had a sliding back door, I'm looking out, and I see my daughter running, like, you know, waddling like little kids do with her arms out. There's a 3-foot monitor lizard
right there. That was chasing her?
No, she was chasing him.
Okay, all right.
Ah, childhood.
Come here, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I about crap myself, dumped up, almost ran through the window, had the sliding door get open, grabbed her, and whipped back around. We had a culvert in the back. If the critter got her, he would have dragged her into that culvert. I've never seen that little girl again.
Hmm. Okay. God, I hope we're not having that phone issue again. You're clipping on us. Really
yeah,
bad.
The phone, they're getting crazy again. By the way, Miles, someone texted and say, Simba, you can say, hey, Simba, right? Simba just means lion in Swahili, so they weren't very original with the name.
Jesus.
So if you're singing and screaming like Simba to the lion, you're like, why do you keep calling my name, bitch?
But we are also getting a couple texts where Miles can officially test his theory.
The laser pointer.
The laser pointer.
I'm bringing one.
I would.
You think I'm kidding? I am. I'm bringing a cat toy.
Look, man, if they
like
make
a bunch of catnip to pour
yes,
around the
absolutely.
Fire.
Hey, man, that's why I'm worried about smoking weed.
Oh, guys,
I smoked some weed, man. I got 25 cats just looking at me from the bushes going like,
he's got the stuff.
I think I'd be more afraid just trying to score weed or having weed on me in some of those countries.
I feel like if I'm on safari, like, really, brother? You can worry about weed? There are lions.
You think somebody's going to walk out of the bush, walk past the lion, go, I got to arrest you.
No, but you're going to have to be at a... I don't know, man. I would just check the rules.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what the rules are.
I know the rules. We're not talking about the rules.
If you go on safari, so nothing bad happens, but you got arrested in some random African country.
Right.
That's worse.
And they put you in a cage or a lion.
Yeah, I find out someone else in that group got eaten in a tent the next night.
Thank God.
I'm glad I'm in here.
Get eaten by a lion. That's tough.
Tell the story.
It's not tough. It is not tough because here's the thing. People that get messed up by lions, no one has ever said, man, and it was a good fight.
No, I'm just saying that's a better story than like,
you know what I'm
we're going to be off for 2 weeks because Miles is doing 5 days in Mozambique.
Yeah, but at least when he gets out, and look, you'll be a little shell-shocked. You'll have had sex with strange black men, but still, at least you get to tell the story. Listen, if I say Miles was eaten by a lion, that's all we know.
Here's my theory, all right? I'm gonna reverse his ass real quick, right? And I'm going to get on his back, and I'm going to just pull the nape of his neck with both my hands.
This is your plan.
As hard
the
as
cop
I can.
Or the lion?
The lion.
You're going to scruff the doggone lion?
Yeah, because all cats
after he reverses
all cats essentially are the same creatures other than their size.
Right.
So if I get that mother by the nape of the neck, he says, that's my mom. See?
I think he says, this bitch better get off me before I make a
wheelbarrow.
His
mom is not a bitch.
And those are the last words Miles said.
Just a theory. And then I'm going to dangle that little thing on a stick, you know what I mean, and see if it goes for it. What was the animal? Animals that caused the problem. 206-803.
Got a little bell on it.
Yeah, sure. But, one of those little mice, you know? They love those.
You have anything to declare? A massive ball of yarn.
That got that and a laser pointer.
Yes, and a laser pointer.
We're on safari.
And frisky surf and turf. I have it on good authority.
Ooh.
Might bring
some cat trees.
Brother, if you opened up a bag of cat trees,
some
everything in the jungle shows up. That
some
is your
some
ass.
Salmon snacks. Yeah. Some salmon snacks.
You want a squishy packet?
Dried salmon.
That's great idea.
That feels good.
Leave me alone.
Dried.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
And Miles, bring the catnip temptations. My cat goes crazy for that stuff.
Oh, okay. Good call.
Yeah,
good
let's
call.
Have the lion just going fuck wild.
Because exactly. Now, let's attract them.
Yeah. With drugs.
And make them crazy.
So I got two quick ones for you. One, I got defecated on by a snake, and the other one, a raccoon, almost made me crash my car.
You got defecated on by a snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was my buddy's snake. That he was, it was technically the school that he was watching, and he was like, want to hold it? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Well, apparently when a snake is comfortable on you, it just releases everything.
I do the same thing. That's why me and my wife got along.
Justin, no kidding, dude. The same thing happened to me in my science class in, like, ninth grade.
A snake?
Yeah, they had these little corn snakes with these little, you know, the little itty-bitty ones, and I just held one, and he just pooped all over my hand.
They like it warm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was like, oh... It just got warm on my lap all of a sudden. This is fantastic. Yeah, no, that was a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
Well, how did the raccoon almost make you crash the car? That's why I don't let them drive.
Okay, so this was, like, back here, like, the first couple of days of lockdown and, like, essential worker, right? So, like, I-5 was perfectly freaking clear up in Bellingham. So I'm, like, just, like, cruising along, having a good time. All of a sudden, this big old raccoon pops out right in front of sunset. And I'm like, what the hell? Slammed my brakes because it stopped and looked at me. And I'm like, I almost hit the side Jersey barrier, but then I stopped right in time. But turns out it was a mama raccoon that let like six other baby raccoons across I-5 and then hopped up the barrier itself.
They do do that. They wait for their young. They're very family oriented.
I was like, well, this is great. Yeah, I'm really happy that I stopped for the mama raccoon, or else they would have murdered the whole family, just like Miles and the lawnmower.
That's right.
It's mild. That sounds like a kid's story to read to scare.
You
got to
remember that was an accident. You know?
Yeah, that was a good point. So you say.
Well, the quail's a kid. That was an accident, too.
Well, sure, but you're driving a car. You couldn't
stop. I was going 65 miles an hour. Probably. I was wondering the speed limit was. I was going that.
By the way, Miles, no, you weren't.
Believe that.
Someone on the text line says, I was detained at the South African Botswana border. It freaked me out. I was released after about 30 minutes, but they end it with, don't get arrested in Africa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Oh, great, man.
So for Miles, actually, my parents just got back from a 3-week safari.
Oh my god!
I haven't heard from them yet, so I don't know if they've got eaten.
That's comforting as hell, buddy. Thank you. probably in a rainforest.
I haven't heard.
Probably in a rainforest cafe doing what you do in Africa. They're fine.
I hope so.
I think they're called scat now.
I own a petting zoo out in Yelm called the Healing Farm. I got a whole bunch of different animals, but I'll tell you the craziest thing so far. So one time we had this goat and he would not stay put wherever he was. So I put him in the barn and this guy jumped through a window, like breaking it completely just to get out. And at that point I thought I'd seen it all. But then winter comes by, I get home from work once and I got an alpaca. And it's frozen upright in the pond, dead.
Oh, God.
It's frozen in the pond, dead?
Yeah, I have no clue what happened. I just came home from work, and I didn't see it, so I walked around my property, and it was just frozen in the pond.
Standing up?
Standing up, yeah. Yeah, it was so
bizarre. Was there ice in the pond?
Yeah, it was completely frozen, so I don't know how it got in there, and I don't know how it froze standing up.
Damn.
You have a frozen alpaca standing up in the middle of a pond, and it's frozen.
Yeah, so and it's in the middle, and this thing's like 5 feet deep. And I'm going, what the heck am I going to do now? So I end up
Make socks?
And dragging myself in there and pulling this thing out.
How does one acquire animals for their petting zoo?
You make a lot of phone calls, and then eventually you're like in this inner circle.
Okay.
I have some wallabies, too, and capybaras.
Hey, man.
And
that's one of my daughter's favorite animals are freaking capybaras.
Well, I got them, man. but our little wallaby, he's like 3 feet tall, and he will tear you up. Like, we got to put him away when people come visit.
Why, he'll punch him?
Well, yeah, he punches, he kicks. He kicked me once, and I had a gash from my thigh down to my foot.
Damn.
Yeah,
is that because his claws are so sharp?
Yeah, I started trimming them now. So
you pick up the koala leg and you actually cut this guy's nails.
Yeah, he does pretty good.
You ever feed him a bloomin' onion?
God, Miles.
No, but he might like it.
All right,
I bet you he would.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Then he'd have diarrhea.
Try that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never talked to anyone who owned a petting zoo. Frozen alpacas, a wallaby. Hey, don't pet it because it might kill you. I don't know if I want to go, but the capybaras, it's all my daughter cares about.
Look out.
Yeah, capybaras.
I mean, the guy was very nice. He sounded very nice.
Yes. He certainly did.
Wild petting zoo and Yelm. Sounds odd.
Coming up, we've got 10 albums that were banned by Walmart as we will sit and spin. And we've got your emails and our question coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.